God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So recently, my wife and I enjoyed a dinner with my dad and mom and some old friends. I don't mean they're ancient. I just mean we've known them for some time. And, you know, it's always fun to listen to a generation up from me talk about things, whether it's remembering the past or talking about events of the present. And there are always perspectives that I do not have and I couldn't have because I don't have the life experience that they have. Now, likewise, sometimes I talk to, say, my children or people of their generation, and I'm shocked by what they do know. They know a lot of things I don't know, but I'm shocked by what they do not know. They just don't have the experience. There are things that I take for granted. And Numbers 28 and 29 is a reminder of the importance of each generation fulfilling their particular obligation. Now, the Bible doesn't mention that specifically, but what is happening here is Israel is about to go into the promised land, and God reiterates some things that he had said before on Sinai, but he's given this to people that don't have the depth of experience. He's reminding them of what is to be done. The chapters end in Numbers 29-39, where the Bible says, "These things ye shall do unto the Lord," and that's very important. It's emphatic in chapter 28, verse 2. The Bible is very emphatic that these are for the Lord, to the Lord, these sacrifices and so on. "These things ye shall do unto the Lord in your set feasts," there's a set way of doing it, "beside, in addition to your vows and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings and for your meat offerings and for your drink offerings and for your peace offerings." And Moses told the children of Israel, now catch this, "according to all that the Lord commanded Moses." So this was authority coming from God through Moses and to a younger generation. Now, what this reminds me of is that every truth is new to the young and should be taught as fresh by the old. It's very easy for us in our youth to think, well, I already know this. Well, no, you don't know this. And the fact is, you probably don't know what it is that you do not know. On the other hand, the older, and we're all in a continuum here, the older of us, it's easy for us to take for granted things that you just think, well, everyone knows this. And no, not everyone does know this. So simplicity and repetition may be boring to us at times, but they're both very important. Let me just lift out four things, four elements that you find repeatedly. This is not just one place. These are things that are patterns in Numbers chapters 28 and 29. The first is the idea of due season. In other words, time. Back in chapter 28, the Bible at the very beginning of all this says, "Command ye the children of Israel and say unto them, my offering and my bread from my sacrifice made by fire for a sweet savor unto me shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season," God says. So this is what Moses is to remind the people of, due season. You know, time is the stuff of life. To waste your time is to waste your life. And there are things that are due. They're obligatory. They are fitting. And they are found within the confines of time. We can do them too late. So due season just reminds us of the element of time. There's the element of the way things are to be done. Repeatedly, the Bible talks here about according to the manner. In fact, in chapter 29 verse 18, the Bible says that these shall be according to their number after the manner. Now, I'm reminded that we're in the book of Numbers, and so we count things that matter, and there is a certain number, and there's a certain way that things are to be done in the particular sacrifices and celebrations that Israel was to hold. Now, I'm not Jewish. I don't celebrate all these things, but the point is that these were not arbitrary. There was a way in which to do them. You know, we moderns are so used to being so democratized. It's, you know, everyone do what you want, whatever suits you, whatever fits your boat. You be you. Well, I have to tell you that it's important to remind ourselves that there's a God in heaven. He is the authority. And so there are things in life that are to be done according to the number and according to the manner. There's a time, there's a way. There's an importance to be placed on the way we serve God, the way we worship God. Again, repeatedly, the Bible talks about things that are, quote, a holy convocation. And then usually in conjunction, it says, ye shall do no servile work. And so in various elements that God is giving us here, there was to be no manual labor done at these particular times. And it wasn't because of laziness, it was because there was an importance to be placed on these observances. It was a holy convocation. In other words, they were set apart by God and they were to come together for God, set apart and coming together in important ways. There was to be distinction involved. In other words, some days were not just another day. They were special days and they were special, quote, unto the Lord, quote closed. Finally, there is a significance, and I just mentioned this, but again and again, the Bible says these observances were to be, quote, unto the Lord. No servile work, and the sacrifices were to be brought without blemish. Now, what is the upshot of all this? The upshot is every truth that you have learned is new to people who haven't learned them. And every truth that you have learned, it's easy to take them for granted and not think of the importance of passing those things along. Are we observing all these things that are given to Israel in Numbers chapters 28 and 29? The answer would be no. But are there things in life that are worth remembering, worth doing in a certain way, worth doing to the Lord, worth setting aside as special and holy? And the answer is yes. Now, a place you can begin is, you know, just the normal, I say normal, just the celebrations we have every year in life, whether it is Christmas or in America, Thanksgiving or other, you know, what we call national holidays. These are all prescribed by God in the Word of God, but all these are things that are to be remembrances, things we're to remember. And what I would say is don't count God out in the things that you recall. Remember to incorporate God into your life when you celebrate things in life. Birthdays. I think birth is a gift of God. Life is a gift of God. And so I think it's fitting. I think it's proper to acknowledge with thanksgiving my life and the life of those that are dear to me. You know, I often forget what it is my kids don't know. And you know, my parents could forget more than I've ever learned. And that's just a matter of time and timing. And it's a matter of passing on from one generation to the next what is important. Let me just encourage you. Look, spring is coming up. There may be a number of things we acknowledge or remember, but let me just remind you of Easter. Easter's coming up. Resurrection Sunday, maybe more accurately. The point is acknowledging the fact that Christ died for our sins, just like the Bible said he would, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day victorious over our sins. Friends, we're living in a day where people don't even know what that means. They don't even know that it's happened. And the fact is we are but one generation away from our own children forgetting the significance of life. Life has no meaning if we don't incorporate that meaning into the daily aspects of life. So here we have a number of celebrations and feasts and so on, but there was also a weekly rhythm to this. And so may God help us every day, every week, and at certain times especially to pass on the truth to those who follow us and to accept the truth from those who love the Lord and go before us, because every truth is new to the young and every truth should not be taken for granted by the old, but should be treated as fresh as we pass it on to the generation to come.